Kansas real estate headlines. Kansas Register of Deeds Association offers fee schedule, recording resources. The Kansas Register of Deeds Association provides information about the organization, a fee schedule for recording documents in Kansas, and related resources. Real estate professionals in KS rely on accurate recording fees and county deed information to price transactions correctly and ensure proper document filing. Review current recording fees and county contacts at https://ksrods.com. Kansas real estate headlines. Wyandotte County launches Unified Government Real Property Value Tax Search Tool. The Unified Government of Wyandotte County in Kansas City, Kansas has launched an online real property value and tax search portal. Real estate professionals in KS can quickly access property valuations and tax information for transactions, listings, and client consultations in this key Kansas City metro jurisdiction. Search property values and tax records at https://appr.ykck.org. Kansas Real Estate Headlines. Kansas Commission Rates Edge Above National Average in 2026 Survey. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in Kansas is 5.84%, surpassing the national average of 5.70%. For Kansas real estate professionals, understanding how local commission structures compare nationally can inform competitive positioning and client conversations. Review the full survey data at https://clever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/kansas/. Kansas real estate headlines. Johnson County Building Permits, What KS Real Estate Pros Need to Know. Johnson County provides building permits for properties in its unincorporated areas. Real estate professionals in KS need to understand permit requirements when representing buyers or foreclosers in Johnson County to avoid transaction delays. Review current permit requirements at hth.gov.org/department/building-code/building-permits before listing or closing in unincorporated areas. Kansas Real Estate Headlines. Kansas Public Records Directory now online for KS Real Estate Pros. A new online directory for Kansas Public Records has launched, providing centralized access to state records. Real estate professionals in KS can streamline due diligence by quickly locating property-related public records, title history, and county documentation in one place. Bookmark this resource to speed up your next transaction, https://publicrecords.netronline.com/state-ks. Kansas Real Estate Updates. KS Real Estate Pros, new real property search options available in Ellis County. Ellis County has expanded its online real property search tools to help users access land records and ownership information. Kansas real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client service with improved access to property records in this jurisdiction. Explore the updated search features at the link below to see how they may fit into your workflow. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you're closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning, but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most KS jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.